Lord's and everything in it. So if the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, where do we fit into that? When I was preparing for this talk, I just did a quick Google to see what images I could find. Let me just see if this works. Magic. Great. Like lots of people, pictures help me think, but there is no one image to sum up the massiveness of this topic. So if you can see, if you can read up there, I searched for beauty in creation, and this is just the first page of a mass of images in Google. There is no one phrase, no one image that can sum up the generosity of God's creation and what he has given us in the abundance that he's given us. So the earth is the Lord's, and the way that he designed it is to reflect his glory. And when you look at those photos, it is a glorious thing that he is. This is the richness he has entrusted us with. Like in the parable of the talents, he is the master who has gone away on a journey, leaving us with this richness to look after. He has given us so much to provide for us in his absence. So, let's look at the talents. Here are the talents. And as you can see here, they are half in the sand. The servant who responded meanly and with distrust of what God had given him buried his talent in the ground. And when the master came back, he said, but you should have put it in the bank and I would have received interest. Burying money in the ground doesn't lead to anything. However, amazingly, God has given us so much richness in creation that there is something we can bury in the ground and it will produce fruit. Can anyone tell me what it might be? A seed. Fantastic. So you can actually, the earth and the environment is so rich, in fact, that if the servant was to take a seed and to bury it in the ground, it would produce fruit. Isn't that incredible? It's amazing. Let me just show you this. Can anyone tell me what tree this is? Eden. An apple tree, quite right. This talk is all about the letter A. I've got 3 points to make, and they all start with the letter A, but the first point is an extra point, it's a bonus, and it's an apple. So I said to my son, who is 6, can you think of a word for a gift? I was trying to think of my 3 points beginning with A, and I thought, can I think of a word for a gift that begins with an A? So I said to my son, can you think of a word for a gift that begins with an A? And not knowing what I was thinking of for this talk, he said, an apple. Because it is a good gift and it tastes good. My son loves apples. In fact, I was already thinking about one of my A's being an apple because it is a part of a childhood memory that I have. I grew up in the country and we had a fantastic big garden with a barn and a high wall. And when I was a baby, my dad planted an apple tree that he had grown from a seed. I remember looking at it when I was 6 or so, and it was already taller than me. And I was amazed at how it had grown. He said to me to imagine what it would be like when I was 18. And I couldn't, at the time, imagining myself at age 6, what it would be like when I was 18, I couldn't imagine that. But we moved away before I got to that age. But I always remember that apple tree. So that's what happens when you plant a seed. You can make something that lasts for a lifetime. And that is the richness of the creation that God has provided us with. God's earth is ours to look after, just like the talents that the master gave to his servants. So that leads me on to my first A, which is allotment. I don't know if anyone's got an allotment, but this is a classic picture of an allotment. My dad's a keen allotment owner, as I'm sure you can imagine. God has given us the whole of the earth to look after. God has allotted each of us talents, gifts, blessings, as expressed in his creation. And we ourselves are God's creation. Each one of our talents and blessings come from him. Allotting something to someone means giving it to them, deciding what they should have and what is their share. Our share of God's creation and our blessings is far more than we deserve. We are born with nothing, and God's response to us is as a good parent, as a loving father. God has given each of us a share in his creation, which is like a garden, and we are the gardeners. So there were three servants, and two of them made the talents increase in number, and one of them didn't. So what was the difference between these servants? That leads me on to my second A, attitude. There is a big clue in this picture, but what do you think our attitude should be towards God's gift to us? Juliet? What did you say? Love. Love, yes, yes. And what have you got to say? Thankful, yes. So we respond with an attitude of thanks and of love and of gratitude to what God has given us. Wherever you are on your journey today in your life, I'd like you to take some time today or this week to say thank you. We have far more than we deserve. It is so easy to see the negatives in our possible attitudes. I pulled out this dictionary definition of attitude from Wikipedia here. And even in this definition, the second definition is, I asked for the soup and all I got was attitude. We know how it can feel to have an attitude of ingratitude displayed towards us. It hurts. Let's not do that to God. In his generosity, he has given us the whole earth. Let us respond first to his initial act of allotting us these riches with an attitude that reflects a grateful heart. That should be the first and most important response on our behalf, and everything else comes from there. So the three servants took the talents they had been given, and two of them were grateful, but one of them was not. And what came out of their different attitudes? This is my third A. A massively different actions. This slide is the slide that illustrates for me most potently actions, because it is a film clapper, and I'm a filmmaker, so I get that. But you go lights, camera, action. And as you can see from this action film clapper, you don't act out of context. The action has a scene, it has a take, it has a role, it has a date, who did the sound, the production, and the director. You don't act out of context. Every time you act, there is a film to be part of. If the action that you choose is one of knowing your true context, then it will be an action taken in the knowledge that you are part of God's creation. You have a valuable role to play, and the way that you can play that role with the most impact and the most authenticity is to act out of a heart overflowing with gratitude. Then you can make more of the valuable gift that God has given us, this amazing gift, this act of living life as part of his creation. I said that I thought about the apple tree that my dad planted often. In fact, just the other day, I was feeling really unsettled and I went back to it in my imagination. The place we lived when we were little was in Devon, so I can't go back and visit that garden so easily. But I went back in my mind and I took myself as I would have been as a little girl with me. And I imagined us standing in front of the apple tree. I don't know if it's still there. I would like to think that it is. And I'd like to think that in response to my dad's act of gratitude in planting that tree, there are still apples on it. And I thought that if I was looking at it as a six-year-old girl, as I did then, I would see it now as amazing, and amazingly old, probably, but hopefully fruitful. Let's live out our response to God's creation in gratitude and commit to him now to do our bit to look after the earth that he has given us. Amen.